So tell us a little bit about some of the exhibitions that you've had.
So we've done a few. So when in the first 10 years that it was Nomadic, a blockbuster was Mining the Museum at the Maryland Historical Society, where artist Fred Wilson reconfigured their permanent exhibition to reflect a more accurate historical narrative about Maryland that was inclusive and fair to indigenous peoples and slavery, et cetera. They've done projects at the conservatory, the Rawlings Blake Conservatory, where artists did really great things like do a moon watching through the glass, which I thought was really beautiful. I worked on a project with them last year, Whoop-de-doo, at Gallery CA, where we had well over 100 performers, including polka dancers and Baltimore's Nepalese Elvis, which is apparently a
thing.
Tell
us about Baltimore's Nepalese Elvis. What is that?
Nepal, one of Nepal's leading pop figures, lives in Baltimore half the time. So he splits his time between Nepal and Baltimore. And he's really wonderful, Prem Raja Mahat. Everybody should look him up. He makes really great music.
He's got a website?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a dignitary. Anytime he came, a whole bunch of people came with him to protect him. It was pretty great.
In Nepal. He's a dignitary in Nepal.
Yeah.
So what it means to be a museum without a permanent collection is that essentially what you're doing is you're taking a great idea and you're finding the right place for it to be on view. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so how many great ideas or how many exhibitions do you work on at one time?
We probably work on two or three at a time, and we present about two a year.
In terms of presenting, what you're doing is presenting them to funders or presenting them. Are you working on behalf of an artist, per se? Or are you working on behalf of a dealer? Or who is the driver in terms of an idea behind a particular show?
I would say we work with artists and other organizations, institutions, and groups. I'd say to get one of our projects launched requires a tremendous amount of collaboration. And that's everything from public high schools, private sector corporations and organizations, as well as nonprofit and grassroots groups. So that's really wonderful. And everything is a collaboration with an artist. So the idea is every time we present a project, it is theoretically something that has never happened in Baltimore before and could not happen without us or our team and our collaborators.
Right. And that project could move, say, from one high school to another high school.
Yes, theoretically. Mm-hmm.
Is that something that you've done before, is moved from multiple venues throughout the city? Or?
Yeah, there have been projects in the past that have done that, that have moved. One most notably was Bearing Witness, which was done in collaboration with a class at MICA and utilized five different sites and different with the same artists to sort of bring home the ideas again about sort of slavery and race, et cetera. It was a really wonderful project.
What do you have on your front burner in terms of projects that we're going to see in the next year?
Ooh, we're still signing contracts. I'm trying super hard. We have, I think we'll be able to announce the details of our first project right before the summer, and we're hoping to open something in the fall. And I have to keep that as hush-hush as humanly possible. We're also working with Liz Lerman, who's a choreographer in town, on a project and a production that sort of looks at contemporary war, civil war, PTSD, and sort of the way a nation can heal both vets and non-vets and civilians. And looking for a site for that has been one of the funnest things we've done. There's some amazing historical buildings in Baltimore. It's insane.
There are amazing historical buildings in Baltimore. So one of the things that people need to know is that the contemporary and the shows that you produce aren't just art shows. They are shows in multiple expressions. So maybe talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're looking to really vastly represent creative cultures, and that's dance, performance, visual arts, music, production, film, everything that we can think of. I think for us, it's really about broadening what we see as an arts audience. And I think there's just different ways to engage different folks.
So give us an example of how you had a mixed medium, I guess, if that's the right phrase, exhibition that drew in, say, painting and dance or, multiple different artistic talents.
Sure. Well, the Whoop-de-doo project with Nepalese Elvis, even that, that required a visual skill set in the sense that a set was built and props were made and there was a huge visual component, but it also needed a pretty strong theater background. It was a variety show, a talent show that 200 people had to work on. So there's a lot of skill sets that were needed. And even somebody like Liz Lerman is a choreographer and a very prolific artist. And putting her in a more visual setting, I think, is interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
And for people to keep up on the schedule and what's coming next, is there a website that they can be hitting, or how do they follow you?
Sure. Contemporary.org is our website, and there's various links to every social media you can imagine on there. So, you know, pick your poison on our website.
And how do people invest in your various projects? I would think it would be wonderful for people to go on your website and look for a project that is really meaningful to them and help fund it. I mean, be a producer of a nomadic show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the Contemporary, when we let go of our building, we were able to become far more patron-driven and work on in a very nimble way. So yeah, there's a support page on our website. We accept every kind of support people are willing to offer. People have been very generous this year so far. And if there is a specific project or artist people want to support, there's options for that as well.
What's the show that you really want to do in Baltimore?
I'm obsessed with the Green Mountain Cemetery. And I just think it's like the most insane space. And I think the history there is really challenging. I think it's in a really interesting area. I think cemeteries, the historic cemeteries specifically, are fascinating. So plots that are owned by families that are no longer here, and then the city owns the pathway. I mean, it's just – so it's been a very tender spot for me for a long time. But we have yet to find an artist that we think could really do something there.
Capture the Greenmount Cemetery.
Yeah, and just what it does for the neighborhood around it and for Baltimore as a whole.
It's a powerful historic site with some very famous people that are buried there.
Oh, yeah, and some people that have made pretty significant changes to Baltimore as we know it today. I think there's a lot of power in that cemetery.
So we will look forward to an amazing exhibit on the Greenmount Cemetery. That would be the height of the contemporary. Okay. Okay. Tell us a little bit about other projects that you may have really want to do in Baltimore.
I am very interested in Penn Station as a site as well. I'm sorry that I'm so site-driven. It's just kind of all we do all day is look at the city and the various places there. I've been recently doing a lot of research about Midtown Edmondson and the Highway to Nowhere and sort of looking at that history and that geographic area. And in our office, there's a lot of things we talk about. We talk about how to advance public art so that it's not so object-driven, but something that brings people together. And we've been looking at the sort of labor sector a lot. Yeah. So just the different things that we don't notice about our everyday, like when our trash is taken out and the sort of the mail service and things like this and how maybe there's something there. So I think we're just really interested in how Baltimore operates as one unit.
Yeah, what would you do with the Highway to Nowhere? I think of the Highway to Nowhere as almost a big piece of sculpture in and of itself.
Yeah, I think.
I mean, about a 2-mile-long piece of sculpture, although I think most of us wish it wasn't there.
Yeah.
But it, in a weird way, it is a piece of sculpture.
Yeah, and I think it's – we met recently with Alternate Roots, which is a really, really wonderful organization. And they did Roots Fest on the Highway to Nowhere a few years ago. And I think it was one of the most attended festivals in the city. And people really, there's a lot coming out of that festival. And I don't know that we could ever do it as good as Alternate Roots did it, but I think there's still a lot of work to just talk about what the Highway to Nowhere is. And we bring artists into Baltimore all the time and curators. And when we take them there, people are always just so astounded for a minute because it just seems so abject. So I think there's definitely space to talk about.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful one day when it's either filled in or it actually has something useful.
Yeah, So
Penn Station, what appeals to you about Penn Station other than the fact that it's a sort of Beaux-Art beautiful piece of building?
Have you ever been upstairs?
I've never been upstairs.
So they used to leave one of the doors unlocked, and when I was in grad school, we used to sneak up there, and then we got caught, and now we're never allowed back up there. But it is beautiful. It has these gorgeous ceiling, this wonderful architecture in it. It just breaks my heart that it's empty, you know, and I think there can be ways to further engage commuters and our home audience and our constituency in Penn Station. And I just think it's one of the most beautiful buildings in the city, and it's the heartthrob of the heartbeat of what's happening here with the amount of people in and out of it. So I don't know. I think about Penn Station a lot and just the different audiences that walk through there every day.
Right. Does anyone use the upstairs of Penn Station?
Mm-mm.
They don't rent it out? They don't?
I don't think so, no. I think it just, I think they're, maybe it needs work or something, but I, not that I know of. No.
What a wasted asset that is.
I know. Penn Station, you should let the Contemporary move in upstairs and have our offices up there.
The Contemporary would be great at Penn Station.
Right?
What a perfect place for you to have your offices.
Nomadic Museum and a train station? Yeah. Wonderful.
Good. Well, hopefully that somebody will listen and get behind that.
Yes.
I'm certainly behind it.
Thank you.
What about landscape architecture? You know, one of the things that there's a lot of talk about is greening the railroad corridor coming into Penn Station,
mm-hmm.
and how we can use native grasses and native plants to essentially create art. And is that stuff that you've been working on?
It's stuff we've talked. I mean, it's come up, definitely. I know there's a few researchers out of Hopkins and locally that are looking at that pretty closely. I would say for us, right now we're at a stage where we're honing in pretty delicately on any one neighborhood or community or issue. And that project is a very, very big project. But I think there's validity there to the landscape of the trains that are sort of coming in and what people are seeing and how that landscape interacts with the neighborhood surrounding them.